I'm Christian Zadak, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. I've been seeing a lot about artificial intelligence recently. I'm no expert, but it sure seems like there are a lot of potential problems. The energy AI requires to work is pretty bad for the planet, and lots of artists are having their work stolen by generative AI learning models. It's called artificial because it's not authentic human creation. It's just a copy. I hope there's still a craving for creative expression that originates from human beings, people who have experienced life and then synthesize their experience into some kind of authentic work that can move us and inspire us to hope, make us believe. But sometimes the copy is pretty convincing. Sometimes it's hard to tell the difference. In the book of Romans, Paul reaches a sort of climax in chapter 12. He writes, "And so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all he has done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind he will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship him. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect." The first thing I notice is that Paul wants us to demonstrate our commitment to Jesus through our bodies. Instead of sacrificing an animal with blood spilled on an altar, our bodies should be like living sacrifices. Paul says this is real, authentic worship, not just covering our misdeeds through some kind of violence, but committing our bodies to him, laying down the right we have to do whatever we want, sacrificing that right because of all God has done for us, and choosing to live in a way that pleases him. That's how we worship. He goes on, "Don't copy the behavior and customs of the world." There's a way that seems right to us because it's how we're brought up. It's how everyone does it. It's normal. But maybe those customs and behaviors are contrary to the gospel. Revenge, for example, demanding what you're owed, using violence to solve your problems, these are all human ways of being, but they aren't the way of Jesus. How are we supposed to not do the things that seem normal and even justified? Let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. The only path for us to learn what is good and pleasing and even perfect in the sight of God is for us to allow him to change us, to transform us into something new. I want to become the kind of person who worships God with my life, who makes an offering of myself day in and day out. As I do that, he transforms me, enabling me to do it even more. This is the growing and changing and becoming that is the Christian life. When I'm tempted to just copy what I see around me, I want God to have his way instead and above those other ways of being. Let's surrender together and allow him to transform us. God, change our minds that they may be aligned with you. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.